Mr. Chairperson, my name is Anes Sudera from the Center for Applied Legal Studies in South Africa. I make these submissions relating to PP9 to PP11 on behalf of COWS, CETIM, and the Global Campaign. In PP9, the proposals on the third revised draft from Palestine and Cuba, which included references to self-determination, the Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, and the Declaration on the Granting of Independence to colonial countries and peoples were excluded. Additionally, PP9 concurs of the third revised draft, which has become the main PP9, lost its mention of remedies and procedures with a focus on children. For the same reasons as in PP3, this could weaken the interpretation of the text. It would be advisable to support these proposals now reintroduced by Panama for a more comprehensive and rights-focused approach. In PP10, the Global Campaign supports the change from capacity to potential. We agree with Brazil that it is important to maintain references to labor rights, health and safety standards, the environment, and fundamental freedoms, which were excluded from the updated draft. What appears to be happening here is a constant attempt to eliminate mentions of economic, social, cultural, and environmental rights, which is highly concerning as these are primary rights violated by TNCs. These parts of the third revised draft needs to be reinstated. We also support the changing of business enterprises to transnational corporations wherever the term appears, and including in PP10 as suggested by Algeria. In PP11, the mention of transnational corporations has been removed in the updated draft, along with the reference to corporate responsibility for human rights. Whilst the scope of previous drafts already covered all types of business enterprises, the current draft entirely removes the references to transnational corporations. This is a flagrant violation of the mandate established in Resolution 269 as part of a clear strategy to make the scope of the binding treaty broader and less effective. As the Global Campaign has already warned since the first draft expanded its scope in 2018, we support the revision by Cameroon for PP11. We strongly support the suggestion from Ghana for the inclusion of investors, shareholders, economic conglomerates, banks, and pension funds that finance transnational operations. In PP11, all those institutions reflect the true support structures of the global capitalist system and are thus necessarily complicit in corporate human rights violations. On the most significant losses in this updated draft is the exclusion of PP11 bis to the third revised draft as proposed by Palestine, which has been reintroduced by Palestine as the proposal for PP11-te, and which mentions the primacy of human rights over free trade agreements and investment treaties. This is extremely important as it establishes a significant basis for interpretation and effectiveness and recognizes the primacy of human rights in international law and in several domestic systems. A well-established primacy is one of the frontiers of a truly effective treaty. I thank you, Chair.